This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
If you had a rough day at work and it's a Wednesday, so maybe you did, I've got a question for you, and that is, how much money would your boss have to pay you to quit? Well, Amazon has introduced what's called a pay-to-quit plan. CEO Jeff Bezos writes about it in his annual letter to Amazon shareholders. The online retailer says it'll give a few thousand dollars to full-time employees who want to walk. So here to explain why on earth Amazon would pay its employees to quit is Nancy Kane. She's an historian at the Harvard Business School. Nancy, it's great to talk to you.
Great to be here.
So I read this in Amazon's letter to shareholders, and I think, all right, good job, Amazon. That's a pretty good gimmick. But tell me, is it something more than that?
It certainly is something more than that in the originating company. So Jeff Bezos takes this idea from Tony Tsai, the founder of Zappos, which Amazon now owns. And it's worked quite well at Zappos on the grounds that you create a customer-centric group of people that understand what they're doing there, why they're doing it, and have in some sense crossed the Rubicon of saying, I could have left, but I didn't.
Who's the worker that Amazon does want to take this offer?
You know, they want – by the way, it only applies to full-time workers. So they want disgruntled or doubting Thomas kind of person to take the money and walk out the door. And, you know, there's a financial argument here. There's an argument about, you know, what does it cost to get rid of people that turn out to be bad fits? Well, it can be enormously expensive. I think it is as much a financial and strategic issue as it is an image or PR issue.
Our eyes are drawn to the numbers here, $2,000, $5,000. You know, that's what attracts our attention. But you're saying in the grand scheme of things, those numbers aren't that big.
They aren't that big. And you can just think about one employee that decides to file a lawsuit, and that $5,000 is a gnat's eyelash piled up against that.
I think of just sort of where we are now in terms of the broader national economy. You have so many people who are looking for work, and this is probably not that high on the list for a lot of people. They would just like to have a job. Would you agree with that?
You know, I do. I think that this kind of, if you will, initiative or this kind of, you know, policy is something for companies that, you know, that have a big and growing workforce. Both Zappos and Amazon are growing, right? That's a very different position, right, than either a company that's shedding workers or refusing to hire because they don't want to commit those resources given an uncertain economy. You know, this is in some sense, you know, a great, if you will, kind of issue to be able to broach, but it is by no means the bread and butter issue, I think, for many companies and many, many workers.
Do you think that this will catch on? You have it happening with Zappos. You have it happening with Amazon. Do you think that other companies are going to take notice that they're going to try plan their own out like this?
You know, this is getting an awful lot of attention, but I do not think it's getting a lot of attention because we're going to see lots of copycats. I think companies that really invest in their culture and the people and how people fit in that culture are already doing all kinds of things to keep people engaged and to ferret out the folks that aren't so engaged. Companies that don't care very much about culture or just aren't prepared to pony up a lot of resources behind it are going to, you know, say, interesting idea. You know, I'm glad Bezos has the money and the team to roll this out, but so not for me.
Nancy Kane's an historian at the Harvard Business School. Nancy, thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Dave.